Okay, so this video, I'm getting ready to head out and buy some equipment, but I wanted to make this video real fast about men. Okay, men should not, in my opinion, men should not be able to get into any legal situation with a woman until he's at least like 33. Or I say this, maybe he can, but he shouldn't be held like 100% accountable. Like I think it should be the same situation as, let's say, like when a 16-year-old does something. Depending on how bad it is, he can, like, that 16-year-old can be tried as an adult. But for the most part, that 16-year-old will be tried as a juvenile, and then after 18, they'll still pretty much start completely over in some states, some areas. But and I think men overall should be held to the same legal area as this until we're at least 33, because and the reason why, and I'm gonna explain why women shouldn't, okay? Because see, as a man, everything that you're gonna do, especially in the first 25 years of life, is gonna be based off of pretty much coming from being the lesser value object. When it comes to being a boy, when it comes to being a boy and a girl, the girls walk into being the higher value thing. So from a man's standpoint, and when you grew up as a boy, you were always the lesser thing when the girl came in the room, or you got to open the door for them, or you can't yell at them, and blah blah blah. So like, they would always get automatically the better treatment because they were girls. In some point, whether it was like they went to school and they got an argument, and she was allowed to get the last word, and you had to shut up. You see, like, all these things add up over time, and like things like I don't think men should be allowed to get married. I don't think they should be allowed to have like kids and be like and be legit like responsible for like child support and alimony if and when it doesn't work out. Like I just don't. I just think it's completely wrong. I think it's completely wrong. Because like I said, see, women, girls, when they grow, the reason why girls, this does not apply to girls, is because, see, and this is a true thing. Girls do mature faster than boys, and so they experience, react like at least the fabricated reality much quicker than boys will. You see, so like, girls mature around like 5 or 6. A lot of them, like if you really look at them and really hear the shit they're talking about, they mature around 5 or 6. Like they know they really know what's going on. They just hoping they can get over with it on you in those ages. But see, the thing is, women stop maturing around pretty much everything a woman's going to be mentally usually stops around. It usually reaches ahead at about between 16 to 18 years old. Everything that her mental capacity will be able to withstand. It usually maxes out around 16 to 18. And everything else is just an imitation of what she thinks men and other people want to see and hear out of her after this point. Because from my experience, I mean, I've dated like legit attorneys and doctors, female attorneys and doctors, and I've dated like heroin addicts to like, Bob Evans employees. When you get them all home and you get them like, within closed doors, they're all the same. It might come out a little differently in a cleaner living quarters, but they're all going to be the same. They're all just brats, just 16-year-old brats when you get them home. But yes, yeah, so back to the original topic. Why, see, like girls, this doesn't apply to girls because girls, like I said, everything they're going to be is pretty much maxed out by, let's just say 20. A woman reach her full, well, women usually reach their full mental capacities at about 20. And there's no more, very little growth after that, you see. Now I know, like, because the next thought that came into my head, well, what about the 45-year-olds who, they say a lot of real shit? Well, see, they were always saying that real shit when they were fucking 14. You just didn't hear them talk about it. You see, like, because I guarantee that 45-year-old woman who's like maybe like halfway decent to talk to, see, she was always talking like that. She always had those conversations. She just withheld it because, like I said, when women get out in the world, they just imitate to try to please other people and to get that validation back. But see, now men do not have anywhere near, men don't walk into anywhere near the same amount of privilege as girls do. It is not even close. Now, you know, dumbass modern feminist hoes, they'll, you know, try to fight this. But see, they like once you break down pretty much with feminists, once you break down any form of actual logic, it becomes clear they don't know what they're talking about. So, see, as a boy, you're coming from a world of always being lower, right? Like, you are always the lesser one. Women are always better than you. You're supposed to do more for a woman. You're supposed to, you see, so you are always the lesser object in it. So by the time, and this is where things get really confusing. See, and I got this from a man older than me. He said this. He said, the worst thing a man can do, I say from the ages of 30 years old and down, is to settle down with a woman who's let's say like late 20s. So in other words, the worst thing if you're 30 years old, the worst thing you can do is settle down with a woman who's approaching 30. That is the worst thing you can do. The reason for this is because, see, as a man, you are just coming into your prime around 30. I label this video 33-ish. You are just coming into your prime. You see all these lessons you've learned, all the, you know, the formal or the informal education lessons you've learned, all the, you know, all the skills, all the public interactions, all these lessons you've learned are now accumulated. They're all coming together. You see, on top of now, you just have wisdom. You carry yourself, you know, with more confidence just because you're older. Like, you know what's going to happen. So you're more confident in situations now. See, everything for you, once you start hitting 30 to 32, see, like, it's all coming together. And for women, it's all falling apart. So, see, when women start hitting 27, 28, 29, see, now they know how to act all of a sudden. You see, now they know how to text you back and be a genius. You see, now they're, you know, giving a thought like, maybe I should be a halfway decent human now. You know, I'm actually getting passed up in a dating market. Maybe I should, you know, be a decent human. See, this is the huge turn, the huge shift that happens. And it happens right around 30. And what happens is a lot of guys fall for this trick. A lot of guys fall for this trick of when they hit 30, they finally find a woman who's 27 and she's, you know, actually being nice to them. What? Like, this doesn't happen. See, now, and the reality is, see, women know everything what I'm saying is true. They already know this. See, the thing is, see, it takes men longer to understand these things. Because, see, men, we've been so brainwashed by Disney and all this bullshit that we don't, like, a lot of men, they'll even fight you to defend that their own Disney mentality logic bullshit. Because we've been so brainwashed, especially American men, we've been so brainwashed in it. American men especially, they will rather fight you and get angry with you than to even entertain what you're saying for 5 seconds. But every woman in the U.S. knows what I'm saying is true. So back to what I was saying before. When you turn 30, all of a sudden, you're going to start noticing women who are 26, 27, 28, pretty much women between 26 to 35 will start acting like they have common sense. And it's just, it's shocking. Like, they're actually looking at you now when you come into place. So you're not even noticing them first. It, like, the whole thing shifts. Why is that? Because they know they're hitting that wall soon. They know. See, women, see, they finally realize that, oh, I used to be the number one hot thing in demand. I used to have all the options in the world. See, a woman's life cycle, man, the height of it is between 16 and 25, like the absolute height where anybody can be seen with them and be valuable just because they're seen with them. 16 to 25-ish. After that, man, it's a horrible downfall. And so what does this guy do who's now, you know, excited because this, you know, this older woman, I would call her older woman, 26 to 35, she's now paying attention. What is the ultimate move? Okay, what is the woman trying to do? She's trying to lock down a man who, you know, can go out and get a decent job and get pregnant by him to trap him in. That is exactly what she's fucking trying to do to you. You see? So the next step. So the guy at this point, potentially you, the 30-year-old, you're so excited that a woman actually paid you attention and is treating you well for the first time, first few times in your life, that you'll give her everything. Because, she, you know, especially for those first few months, she's going to do anything she has to do. Because you got to remember, women love value, you see, and they love anything that's more valuable than them. See, at this point, you are more valuable than they can ever be for the rest of their lives now, you see. They value you at this point, at least until they know they can get other value out of you, meaning you marry them, you have kids with them. Now you're kind of stuck because, it's you know, you got child support and alimony to worry about. But yeah. And for the guys who did get tangled up with women before they were 30, that is just difficult to watch. It really is, because for multiple reasons. Some of the reasons, like the guy, his head is always stuck in the sand. And just cannot acknowledge reality, or they end up splitting up. He's stuck on child support. Like, the man is very rarely ever respectable. If he did, let's say he did get lucky and he did get the girlfriend, you know, at, you know, when he was 24 and stayed with her, like it does happen, but very rarely does it end well, like for him in comparison to, like, you know, other men. Now, it always ends bad for the woman, because the woman, like I said, the one women, they inevitably lose every single time. Okay. There is no win for them. The only win is the hope that their husband don't leave them when they get old and have kids. That is the win for them. And like I said, and that whole mental mentality, it shifts right around 30. But see, until you're 30, I say like early to mid 30s, like everything, all your judgments on life is coming from a person who was always lesser. Okay, so for example, right? Let's say you went to college for, let's just say engineering. Now, the numbers I'm going to throw out that do not reflect engineering, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say you go to college for engineering, right? The going rate in your city, let's say, is a starting job is $26 an hour, right? Now, all you've ever known was, your hometown, the going rate $26 an hour. That's all you've ever known. You don't know anything else. So you're walking around expecting $26 an hour. Now, when that guy, someone like me, comes in and says $26 an hour, you deserve, you should be getting at least 35 for that. At least 35. See, that guy, that's all he's known. He's more likely to be so happy with it. Look, he's not even trying to reach any higher. You see what I'm saying? He's not trying, like, in his mind, that $26 an hour, like, that's the norm. Like, that $26 an hour to him is the equivalent of a 27-year-old woman now treating him well at 30. That's what it is. Like, it's like, oh, my God, I've never had this before, so I'll worship it. And don't let somebody come up, like, don't let some another job offer him $28 an hour, or his mind is going to be blown. You see, until he gets older and more experienced and wise. Now he's like, oh, yeah, I should have never did that bullshit job. When he hits like 45, then he knows, like, yeah, I should have never done that. The going rates are like double. I was working for half. You see, like, and it's the same thing with men. You're walking into the world with your normal knowledge base of usually getting rejected by most women or being beat out by a better man once you finally did get a woman. Pretty much until you're like 30. This is just a common flow of most men's lives. The only men who make the exceptions are, let's say, like the sports stars in the area, and even the sports stars, or let's say given a certain area, like the military guys who are going to the military, because all women love military guys, because that's, you know, stableness. Like, unless you're falling into those lines, like, you don't. Like, you will always get fucked up in a dating market until you're about 30. Like I said, unless, like Kobe Bryant, his wife met him. They met when they was like 16. Of course, if she's to see. The other thing, if your parents had money, that's the other thing that'll boost you up, because I've known plenty of people like that. I think Robin Thicke's wife, because Robin Thicke, his dad was, I forget his dad's name, but his dad was famous. So, of course, his girlfriend, she, you have to understand this, man. Like, women love value. They don't value love. Men value love. Women love value, you see. Now, if a woman can love you while you're living in Minnesota, but she's got Derek's sperm up in all her holes, you see what I'm saying? Like, love to them is secondary. And I'm going on a rant, but I touched on this in a previous video. Like, why not to date women older than 27, 28? Okay. You see, okay, they have been getting railed out hard since they were 12 or 13, right? So by the time they're hitting 18, 19, along with you at 18, 19, look, they have seen so many cocks and they've dealt with so many personalities that dealt with cocks that she could sniff you out in within four sentences. She knows what you're about by the time she's 18 or 19. That's just the reality. And men see, like, see you, the man, when you're 18, 19, like, you may have had some experiences, some flings, but you are nowhere near the same level as an 18, 19-year-old girl. And sexually, you just will never catch up with them, ever. Because they've taken so much cock between 12 to roughly 23 years old. Most women's count, body count, is well into the hundreds. Well into the hundreds, probably before they hit 20, with men and women. And see, you are just so behind. And so by the time you reach her, you're reaching her with this mentality of being lower, being lesser, worshiping this fucking cum slut. You see what I'm saying? And she knows she's manipulated more guys than you before she hit 16. You see what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing is so mind-blowingly fucked up. And American women love it. They love it. They fucking love it. Because they just keep winning. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, they got these fucking pussy ass bitch male feminists that just fight for them. And that dude has no idea that she's getting railed by some anti-feminist dude 15 minutes after she leave him and shooting his load all on her face. And she come back, kissed him in the mouth. You know how many times I did that shit in college? Man, I'll tell you what. Like, I clearly remember times like I busted nuts in girls' mouths and watch them walk off and kiss their boyfriends. Like, this is why I say, look, I would advise any man to not take a woman the slightest bit serious, if you're going to take them serious at all, which I just don't take them serious at all anymore. But I did once upon a time. I would advise do not take any woman serious, at least the slightest bit serious, until you are at least 25 at minimum, because that's when your brain is going to start catching on and seeing the realities of what's happening. Because, I mean, what got me on this topic, I woke up this morning and I don't know what with YouTube algorithms, but this guy was on there. He was 20 and his fiance had, like, cheated on him with one of his friends. And they were getting ready to get married, and the guy she cheated on with was in the fucking audience in the wedding, and he was just fucked up. And like, I'm thinking, like, man, like, I remember being 19, 20. Like, trust me, bro. Like, the only things that can keep up with each other in that demographic is, okay, a hot 19-year-old girl is the equivalent of a 30-year-old man with $10 million in his pocket. Okay. The opposite sex just cannot keep up with them. They just can't do because they are fulfilling everything that men and women want at the core. You see, men want a young, beautiful body, and women want resources. Women want value. This is why they are the equal. And then the other equals, contrary, are 19-year-old men and 30-year-old women. Because both of those are pretty much unwanted by most of society because they don't have anything to offer after sex. After using them for their sexual organs, they're just more of a nuisance to society, you see. So it's weird how that works out. Like, it's equal but on completely different time frames. So in reality, like, 30-year-old women, you would think 30-year-old women should just start marrying 19-year-old guys, but it's not going to work like that because, like I said before, women love value and there's no value in a 19-year-old man. You see what I'm saying? He doesn't have any value. He has no wisdom. He has no way to protect her. You see, so this is why 30-year-old women don't be seen fucking 19-year-old guys. You see, they'll fuck them, but it's like behind closed doors because they don't want anybody to know. You see, because they know what's a step down for a woman's nature. But yeah, man, like a man, like as a man, you should never, ever make any, I think it should be illegal to make a decision, including a woman, that's legally binding. at least until you're 33, and your eyes are more open, you have more wisdom, and you know what's going on. For you, you're not just this thirsty fucking, you're not this thirsty lion that ain't ate in a week and it was tossed like a piece of bologna. You know what I'm saying? Well, you could have been eating steak this whole time. But like I said, you was tossed as bologna and you fell for it. You see what I'm saying? Why that and that piece of bologna is when you look back, that piece of bologna is like 3 weeks past the expiration date, then been ate up by about four other lions and thrown up and then remade into another bologna patty again. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what you are. Like that's what you are. And it's like some men, they do get it earlier. Usually those men are men who grew up with sisters, nieces, cousins, who watched how women really are behind closed doors. They watched them. Now, I didn't have that. I didn't grow up with a sister, niece, female cousins. I didn't have it. So I was raised to believe that, you know, when you should always be nicer to women and blah, blah, blah. Women are perfect angels. They don't do anything wrong. Man, women are the most, I love women's bodies. I'll tell you that much. And I love women who are natural, who genuinely get it and are intelligent. I love those women. But for the most part, man, like, just wait till you 30, like early mid-30s before you take, like, because I know because you're 19, 20, 21, all you want is just for somebody to want you. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's all you want. All you want is to be a part of something. I get it. That's all you want. But I'm telling you, like, looking back on my life, like, I wish I hadn't spent anywhere near the amount of time stressing about having a girlfriend as I did. Because, like, when you get 30, man, it's all going to shift. All of it's going to shift. And they're going to be on call, like, waiting for you to text them back type of thing. Like, they're going to literally sit around all. Like, this is why I just have sex with hookers. Because I don't like dealing with the reality of women's nature and what they do and what they are. Like, I fucking hate their nature, but I love their bodies. So I think it's easier just to buy hookers. And the whole, like Charlie Sheen, like, I'm not really paying them for sex. I'm paying them to leave so I don't have to deal with them, to deal with what they actually are. You see, like, that's my whole philosophy on it. But yeah, that's it, man. I'm talking long enough. Here we go out, pick up some workout equipment.